There was a time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of overtrapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze. With all the wood cutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
Identity insane. Our running little.
Frozen Paradise is a track from the new Chad Van Galen album. It's called Shrink Dust, and it just came out on Calgary's own Flemish Eye Records. Check them out at flemisheye.com. And as you know, Chad Van Galen is one of the main persons behind that label, I do believe. And the new album, like I said, it's called Shrink Dust, just came out. And the track is called Frozen Paradise, like I said, obviously talking about the frozen winterland of Calgary, Alberta. So you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight, and the show is Canada Post Rock. If you want to hear anything, give me a call at 604-822-2487. I know everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday night. Going to be playing a lot of a little bit slower, low-key stuff in the start, moving to a little bit more ambient, experimental stuff in the middle, and we'll see what we get to at the end, possibly some hip-hop, but we'll see whatever we could fit in this evening. So up next, you can hear some new stuff from Sub Pop Records. The new Avi Buffalo album just came in, and it's called At Best Cuckold. And this is mainly the work of a guy named Avi Eisenberg, and he makes some really nice, kind of upbeat, shiny, shimmering pop music with some really bright, nasally vocals. Similar to, he kind of reminds me a lot of Danielson. And the new album, like I said, it's called At Best Cuckold, and you can hear a track off of that called Two Cherished Understandings. And if you want to check out Avi Buffalo, he's going to be in town on November 21st, I do believe. Yeah, November 21st is going to be at the Fox Theater, and he's going to be playing with LAPD, so definitely pick up tickets. Once again, November 21st, Avi Buffalo is going to be in town. And I do believe it's his second show. Previously, he played back in, I think, 2011 at the Biltmore. I was able to check out that show, and it was a really super good show, so definitely check out this one. After Buffalo, or Avi Buffalo, you can hear something from Barzin, which is a kind of a slowcore artist based out of, I think, Ontario, currently residing in Toronto. But from Barzin, you can hear a track called Stealing Beauty, and that's taken off the brand new To Live Alone in That Long Summer album, and it's out on Mono Dream Records. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Sub Pop Records. This is the new Avi Buffalo album.
To name me. That's what you told me. Back when the body, it was wounded, nothing moved through it. I was deep inside the cage. In this place, I'm loyal to memory.
The media should strive to hold corporations, government, and institutions accountable to the Canadian public. Today, what is most shocking is what Canadians are not being told, what journalists cannot report on, and how opportunities for citizens to speak out are being routinely shut down. Whether it be muzzled scientists, policing of protest, digital surveillance, or disrespect for the democratic process, the threat to free debate and political participation is clear. This November 7th to 8th, Media Democracy Days 2014 will tackle these threats head-on with a series of workshops and panels featuring
keynote speakers Michael Geist, copyright expert and specialist on internet freedom, Riley Yeo, community engagement specialist at openmedia.ca, Kai Nagata, energy and democracy director at Dogwood Initiative.
Look online at 2014.mediademocracydays.ca for registration and information about our events. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
Open Media International is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization working towards informed, citizen-driven internet policy. Open Media believes in keeping the internet uncensored, open, innovative, secure, and providing universal access to fast and affordable networks. If you would like Open Media to keep campaigning for citizens and internet policy, you can donate to them at openmedia.org or openmedia.ca. You can also find them on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Google+.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and independent media is definitely important, and definitely check out Media Democracy Days tomorrow at the Vancouver Public Library, and check out their schedule, check out all the things going on for this great event, and CITR is going to be there. I do believe we have a table set up, so you could find out more information on the station, how to get involved and stuff like that. And like I said, independent media is very important. Enables people like me to have a voice on a radio station such as this great station here at the University of British Columbia. And if you want to get involved with CITR, check out the website at citr.ca, and there's lots of different ways you can get involved. Either if you're a student or a community member, you can get involved by reviewing music, postering for shows, writing for Discorder, or applying to get your own radio show. Don't forget to check out citr.ca. So what you just heard was something from Barzin. The track was called Stealing Beauty, and prior to that was Avi Buffalo with a track called Two Cherished Understandings off the new At Best Cuckold album. And he's going to be in town on November 21st at the Fox Theater. So in this next set, we'll get into some more Eastern Canadian stuff and something from a artist named Jane Earhart. And I do believe she's based out of Quebec. And she's got a new album out called Water Will Flow. It's a little bit lighter, more acoustic-oriented female singer-songwriter stuff. You'll hear a track called On the Banks, or the track called Running Dry. And this is out on a record label called La Palette Records, and I do believe it's a French label. Previously, she had stuff out on the P571 label, which was a Quebec label, so I'm not sure if that label's still around or if she's just made a switch to a new one. Anyways, after Jane Earhart, you'll hear the new Tanya Tagaq album, the winner of the Polaris Prize. It's called Animism, and you'll hear a track called Fight. And this album is produced by Jesse Zubot, and you may recognize that name from Drip Audio. Drip Audio is an experimental label based out of, I think they're on Vancouver Island, and they're also home to a whole bunch of experimental jazz and improv artists. So check out Drip Audio for some really great experimental jazz music. But Jesse Zubot was a producer on this album, and he also did I do believe some vocals and some, I don't know, a lot of different stuff on the new Tanya Tagaq album. Anyway, check out some more stuff from Jesse Zubot if you get a chance. After Tanya Tagaq, we'll have to see what we get to. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Jane Earhart. This track is called Running Dry.
Is a grander. I hear
Back, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was a new album from Tenya Tagak. It's called Animism, and that track was called Fight, and also featuring Jesse Zubot on production on this album. And definitely check out some more stuff from this. And she's a Inuk-based vocal, like she does a lot of vocal music, similar to like Mike Patton. And she has collaborated with Bjork on a number of tours, if I'm not mistaken. And prior to that, you heard something from Jane Earhart out of Eastern Canada with a track called Running Dry, and the album is called Water Will Flow. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and this is kind of a newer time slot. I should probably mention that. Previously, I was on a Wednesday evenings alternating at 6:30, but now I've moved to the 10 to 11 time slot every week, so I'm a lot more happy with this time slot. And we're gonna keep going with some more low-key ambient music, and you're gonna hear the new album from Grouper. It's called Ruins, and you're gonna hear a track called Call Across Rooms. The new album by Grouper was actually recorded in Portugal back in 2011, but she hasn't had a chance to release it until now, I guess, and was just put out on Cranky Records. If you're not familiar, she's based out of Portland, Oregon. And she did play in Vancouver a couple of years ago, I think in 2012. She did an art installation at the polar bear, the old shut down polar bear pool down in Stanley Park. Pretty interesting art exhibit, and I think she released a live recording of it. Anyways, definitely check out more stuff from the new album from Grouper. Definitely worth checking out. After that, you're going to hear something from Bremen. And Bremen is a side project of the noise punk band called Brain Bombs. This one's a little bit different than Brain Bombs, and it's a lot more ambient and droning type music. You can hear something off of that. Then we'll see what we get to. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is the new album from Grouper. This track is called Call Across Rooms.
Thank you.
And that was some ambient music all the way from Sweden. That was Bremen with a track called The Forgotten Ones, taken from the second launch album that just came out on Blackest Ever Black Records. And that is a side project of the noise punk group Brain Bombs. Brain Bombs are some pretty heavy, noisy stuff, but they're quite a bit different from Bremen, and they have some pretty, a lot of interesting side projects that they put out. They have a group called No Balls, which is a little bit more noisy, and they also have a group called Dryer, which is a little bit more techno-oriented, and they also have a group called Totalitar, but it also features varying different members of Brain Bombs. So check out some more stuff from Brain Bombs. Also check out the first release from Bremen. Prior to that, you heard the brand new album from Grouper, a beautiful track called Call Across Rooms. It's taken from the album called Ruins, and that was out on Cranky Records. You are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're going to hear some more ambient electronic stuff. And you're going to hear a local artist, Connecticut. They have a new album called Small Town by the Sea, and you'll hear a track off of that called 74 Guitars. And it's out on a record label called Agoo Records. Check them out at aagoo.com. We're here on CITR. This is stuff from Connecticut. Thank you.
gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Starting this weekend, UBC basketball is back on CITR. On Friday, November 7th, the men's and women's teams kick off their regular season against a longtime rival. At 6 p.m., the number 2 ranked women's team is in action against the Victoria Vikes in the first of a 2-game series. The men's team tips off at 8, and both games can be heard on 101.9 FM. On Saturday, the men's hockey team is back home to take on the Calgary Dinos. Currently in fourth place in the conference, the T-Birds will look to gain some ground on the second place Dinos. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. on CITR.ca. You just gotta love sports.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. Coming up to the home stretch of the program, and what you just heard was something from Connecticut, and that was a local artist out on Agu Records, kind of some ambient textured electronica. And check out some stuff from that label at agoo.com, which is AAGOO.com. So I was hoping to fit more music in this evening, but it's looking like I could only fit in one final track. So I'm going to leave you with one very long post-rock track from the Japanese group Mono. I'm pretty excited to play the two new albums that they're releasing this year. That's called The Last Dawn and Rays of Darkness. And two albums that are being put out on Temporary Residence Records. And you're going to hear something from the album called Rays of Darkness. You'll hear the track called Recoil Ignite. And I do believe it's their first album that they put out without any orchestral elements. It's primarily like guitar, bass and drums, etc. You can really see a lot of the orchestral elements in their tour DVD that they put out a few years ago. But like I said, they're putting out two albums right away, and one of the albums features vocals from the Japanese group called Envy. They're kind of like a screamo band, very hardcore sounding, with mixed in with a lot of like post-rock elements, similar to Mono, I guess. They're also label mates on Temporary Residence Records. So I'm going to leave you with this final track. It's about 15 minutes, so we'll take you right up to 11. But keep it locked on CITR for more great music. And I'll be back here next week, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. with some more great music. So don't forget to check out the website, CITR.ca. You can check out podcasts and playlists, and you can find out recent tracks played in case you can hear me talking. So, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Mono. This track is called Recoil Ignite off the Rays of Darkness album. Thanks for listening, and good night.